Good morning. Good morning. Steve Schramm here with Faithful Business. I hope you're doing well this morning. And man, it's almost Friday. It's it's exciting. I can't wait. I'm not someone who's excited about the thank God it's Friday, oh God it's Monday mentality. But you know, you do have a little bit of that when you work a full time job still, right? Because you're legitimately trying to spend more time with your family and do things that you can't do during the week. So it's like, you know, even entrepreneur, like there's this, entrepreneurs for some reason are not allowed to be pumped about the weekend. If you ask certain gurus, and I'm just like, man, forget you. Like the weekend's coming and I'm excited. We're going to do exciting things. It's good. So, apparently I'm on a personal development kick here. I don't know why. I mean, I'm a huge fan of personal development. I think just the last couple episodes on eating and stuff have just got me thinking about some of these topics again, about just ways to feel better and to perform well. And my thing is, I am it's interesting because I am so not a fan of things that you'll probably know what I mean by this, that are woo-woo sounding, okay? But what's interesting is that to the uninitiated, right, to those who are not into personal development and achievement science and all of that kind of stuff, to people who are not interested in that at all, even things that are like legit backed by science kind of sound woo-woo. So if any of this that I talk about kind of sounds woo-woo to you, maybe just know that I am not like in that camp. At least I really try not to be. I mean, I'm happy to, have a wake up call if you'll show me. But I try to only adopt, habits and believe things and use principles that are, backed by science and are, legitimate. I believe psychological tools that can be used. And that do make sense based on, again, neurology and things of that nature. So I really gravitate toward that stuff. I believe that God wired our brains a particular way. Yes, I believe we need to think biblically about everything. That's one of the reasons I do this podcast, right? Is to help you think biblically about business. There is, on the other side of things, this whole idea that, like, you know, if a psychologist says it or a neurologist can show it in the brain, then they're just like, I don't know, making it up or something, and that like it would somehow goes against biblical teaching about the nature of humanity and stuff. And that's just not true. That is to make a generalization about things, okay? So that is just not always the case. So that's one of the things this morning that I want to talk to you about is why you are almost certainly sabotaging your morning, okay? You are ruining your morning right now if you are like most people, okay? Let me ask you a question. This is going to be a short one, I think, because it's just really, there is a lot I could say, but the point here is simple, so I want you to get it, okay? Are you hitting your snooze button every morning? Just be honest with yourself about that. Do you hit your snooze button? Okay, most of us have a snooze button that goes off every like 9 to 15 minutes. Most of us hit it 2 or 3 times. We wake up in just enough time to get up and get going with our day. You know, many of us are trying to get to work on time, etc. And whatever it may be. And most of us are hitting snooze 2 or 3 times. And when you do that, you are absolutely ruining your morning. Absolutely ruining your morning. So my call to you right now, my call to action is to forget that a snooze button exists on your phone. Forget that a snooze button exists. Now, here's why. Okay, we sleep in a 90-minute-ish pattern, okay, sleep cycles. Okay, and when you're beginning to wake up and you hit that snooze button, you are actually telling your brain, you hit that snooze button, and you go back to sleep, you are telling your brain, or your brain is telling your body, or however you want to think about it, okay, that you have just woken up from a sleep cycle and are about to enter into another one. So your body is going back to sleep and is going into the beginning stages of a 90-minute sleep cycle. And then what happens? the snooze button goes off again, right? There it goes again. And then you do the same thing again. And so two or three times every single morning, you are tricking your brain into thinking you're going back into a sleep cycle, and you are not. And you wonder why you wake up so groggy and everything. Your brain, three times now this morning, thinks that it has gotten, like, gosh, 180, like 270 minutes more sleep, you know, than you did get. It wanted that much more, kind of thing, and you didn't give it to it, okay? So, by hitting the snooze button, you're just completely sabotaging your morning. You really are. So, what you need to do is stop. You need to stop hitting the snooze button. Now, you can do whatever hack you want to, right? You can put your alarm clock across the room. I've done that. You can wake up first thing. Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning. I don't agree with him on everything, but on most things. I think he's got a good book. The Miracle Morning. It's a good book. I mean, it gives you a really good framework for some things to do. Honestly, the main framework that the book teaches is called Life Savers. Life Savers. And that's actually not the biggest takeaway that I got from the book. The biggest takeaway that I got from the book was the hacks on how to actually wake up and stay woke up. I remembered those things right off. And some things you can do, believe it or not, if you struggle with this, are little things like put the phone or the alarm clock, whatever it is, across the room from you to where you have to get up. Immediately walk to the bathroom before you do anything else and drink an entire cup of water, as much as you can stand. And then, before you get in the shower, before you do anything else, brush your teeth. I promise you, if you do those three things, you're going to be pretty darn awake, okay? Now, I mean, if you get two or, you know, 2.5, 3 hours, like, you know, something happens, you're getting, like, 3 hours of sleep, you know, I wouldn't recommend that, okay? But seriously, I don't even want to say, sometimes I get less sleep than by half than the so-called recommended amount and feel great. Part of that is because of the way I eat. Part of it is because of just little things that I've adopted, like what I'm telling you this morning. So oftentimes my average is between 4 to 5.5 hours of sleep. But almost every time that I get into these patterns of hitting the snooze button, I promise you, I wake up feeling worse. I wanted to go back to sleep so bad this morning and just hit snooze. I really, really did. But I didn't. I stayed up. Not only did I get like three things done this morning that I would not have got done otherwise, and actually moved the needle quite a bit on one thing, but I'm alive, I'm awake, I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm raring and ready to go. I got my coffee here. I do. I got my drink with my Walmart drink packet in it, my energy drink packet. I mean, I'm just ready to go, right? I'm feeling good. And how many hours of sleep did I get last night? We laid down. So I woke up at 5. We laid down at 12:30. So I probably got to sleep between 12:45 and 1. Okay. So I got around 4 hours of sleep last night, and I feel great. Now, some of you are like, whoa, like, I slept for 7.5 hours and I feel miserable. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all about getting more sleep. Okay. But it's often, now there is something to quantity of sleep, and certain people are just more tolerant on this than others, but quality of sleep makes a big difference, okay? And so what are you going to do to improve the quality of your sleep? Well, there's lots of things that you can do there. One of the things is you cannot hit the snooze button 100 times, okay? That's one of the big things you can do to improve the quality of sleep. You can put on relaxing music before bed. You can refrain from using screens for a couple hours before bed. You can eat right. If you eat right, it will dramatically change the way you sleep. If you have a snoring problem, you might need to look into getting a CPAP machine. Maybe you have sleep apnea or something you should check into. Okay, all these different things that work together to produce a better night's sleep. And that is something that will just dramatically change the way you perform the next day. I can honestly say that nothing has changed my life in terms of like all the personal development stuff you could hope for, right? All the frameworks you could want, all the, you know, guys like Tony Robbins talk about the ultimate success formula, like all of these things. Okay. Like there's a little bit of merit to some of these things, and there's almost zero merit to a lot more of them. But the two that I can tell you that are just not woo woo. Okay. And that make a dramatic, tangible difference in the way you perform and the way you show up in life every single day are the food you eat and the quality of sleep that you get. I just can't think of two things that have more dramatically changed the way I show up in the world than the way I eat and the quality of sleep that I get. Not the quantity, but the quality for me of sleep that I get. So that's just maybe some things that hopefully are a little bit helpful for you. Again, they have changed my life, and I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm not giving you weight loss advice. I'm not giving you know, any of that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not qualified to speak to those things for you, but I am qualified to tell you what has made a measurable difference and a huge impact in my life, and it's those things. So I hope you can take them and use them for your own benefit, all right? And by the way, when I do this stuff again, I really do, like, I would not implement anything like this that I didn't think was part of God's design for humanity, really. And that's the truth. I really, when I'm looking at things like this, that's my filter, right? Because I know there's so much hogwash out there in these circles. So when I am looking for new things to adopt, new, you know, biohacks to do and stuff like that, like, I'm always thinking about, okay, how did God design our bodies to be? A lot of times when you're, like, biohacking and things like that, you're just kind of going back to the way nature, you know, has it, because that's how God created it, right? That's the bottom line. Like, so much of what we do as regular habit that many of us think is, like, normal, is actually not. It's actually not normal at all. It's things that society and tradition and just the culture that we grow up in has taught us and has kind of indoctrinated us into without even thinking about it. If you go back to the way things were in the beginning, that's when you start to get closer to actually what God intended for humanity. All right. So anyway, God bless you. Hey, I love you. Thank you for listening. If you find these episodes helpful every day, please share the podcast with somebody else. Love growing that listenership so we can help more and more people each and every day to be faithful business owners, faithful business leaders. God bless you. Hey, we'll see you in the next one.